Welcome back to the Radio Cafe. I am now speaking with Karen Roth. She is the chair of the Senior Olympic Committee of Santa Fe County. Welcome to the Radio Cafe, Karen.
Thank you, Zaylee. My pleasure.
And the Senior Olympics are going to be taking place in the coming months, correct?
Yes.
However, registration ends in February. Can you tell us a bit about the program and how people can register?
Well, people can register until February 28th, which is next week, Friday, for $20, including a T-shirt. And this first week in March, March 3rd to 7th, late registration, we add another $10, so it's a $30, including the late fee. Senior Olympics is a program that has been going on in New Mexico and nationally for over 25 years. And we as a state are one of the few states that actually has Senior Olympic events in every county.
Oh, fantastic.
Our events are held in the spring, starting in March through May, and we offer all sports from archery, air gun, badminton, basketball, and bowling, all the way through track and field, tennis, tai chi. So that is essentially.
And if people have a sport, can they propose it, or is it really a standard set that you will have?
We have a standard set of sports. We have added several sports over the years, as for instance, tai chi and huaches, which has been because people have requested them.
What is huaches?
Huaches is a game where you're throwing a little disc that looks like a washer into a basket.
Okay.
So we have events for people at all levels, age 50 and up. We have swimmers in their 90s, and we offer these games offer an opportunity for people to compete, to participate, keeping active, making friends, keeping yourself healthy, your joints moving. We have met many new friends through our participation. My husband and I do swimming and triathlon and cycling.
You know, I would imagine that the social aspect is so important. I mean, there's so few things really getting older people out and together, forming a community. How many people do you have participating?
We have about 300 to 400 people each year that participate. If you participate and finish your sport, then you get a 15-punch free pass at the rec centers, the three rec centers in town. Also, we have opportunities for people to learn the sport, to test the sport, see if they like it or not if they have never tried it before. For instance, pickleball, we have opportunities to play pickleball every day of the week.
Pickleball is, you're speaking to a non-athlete. What is pickleball?
Pickleball is now the rage. It has taken over New Mexico sports, Senior Olympics practically. It is held on a court that's smaller than a tennis court, and you use a racket and a ball and hit it over. However, it is you play in fours, not in twos, and we hold those at the Chavez Center Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings.
All right, you heard it here, folks. Pickleball is the rage. This is one of the sports you can compete in. Let me quickly say here that the registration is now underway. We are speaking now because we have until February 28th. You can sign up at the Mary Esther Gonzalez Senior Center on Alto Street until February 28th. After that is late registration for an extra $10. You can also call the center at 955-4721. 955-4721 to register. It sounds like a very fun thing with a lot of different people getting involved. You know, I've been watching the Olympics nightly. It's my, you know, four-year addiction that happens. And I'm always so shocked at the announcers who say, you know, so-and-so is 26 or 30. I mean, really, it's the end of his career. He's done. If he doesn't make it now, he's there. And, of course, it's true at that Olympic level, but it's also so ironic that this kind of culture of youth that after that, our career is over. You know, the way they phrase it, your athletic career is done.
Well, you know, it's interesting because many of us have never competed until we were 50. I never did. I ran and swam a bit, but nothing like the motivation that being with other people with like interests. Now, you compete in age groups in 5 years, five-year age groups. So it'd be 50 to 55, 56 to 60, et cetera. So that's, you know, so you're competing with people your own age.
And I assume you have some really competitive people, not so competitive
right.
people, really good people, really people who just want to have fun and engage and meet other people.
Right. And those range. People that are serious about their sports, they go to state games, which is held once a year. And this year they'll be in Roswell. And then we have state national competition every other year. So it is an opportunity for people to really do their very, very best and be among very competitive people if they wish. Otherwise, a lot of people just do it because it's fun to do.
And I noticed there's also a talent show competition.
Yes, ma'am.
So the fun never ends here. You have state games in Roswell in July. Mm-hmm. And again, registration until February 28th at the Mary Esther Gonzalez Senior Center on Alto Street. Karen Roth, thank you so much for being with us. I hope you get a ton of seniors registering and competing this year.
Thank you very much, Zaylee, for having us.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Zaylee, sitting in for Mary Charlotte.